Audio Go presents The Faraway Drums by John Cleary. This book is read by Michael Healy. Chapter 1. 1. It was a beautifully clear day for an ambush. Clive Farnell was working his way up from the Satluj River towards the Tibet Road, climbing a steep rocky ridge when it happened. The first bullet hit one of the four Pahari porters, tumbling him backwards down the slope, and the next three shots sent chips flying from a rock right beside Farnell. He heard Karim Singh swear and the three surviving porters cry out in fear. Then he swore himself as another bullet whined away off the rock only inches from his face, flicking grit into his face. He tried to roll himself into a ball behind the rock, no easy task for a man as tall as himself, and squinted over his shoulder at Karim. The Sikh was equally tall, and he looked awkward and embarrassed as he tried to make himself as small a target as possible. The three porters, all small men, were already sliding back down the ridge, their packs abandoned, their swiftly retreating backs declaring neutrality. "Coward buggers," said Karim, spitting down the ridge. Farnell felt he couldn't blame the porters. It wasn't in their contract that they should die for 5 hours a day. The shooting had stopped, but he knew that it was not finished. The ambushers, whoever they were probably working their way to better positions to pick off him and Karim. But who were they? Why had they chosen to shoot at this small party of travellers? He and Karim were both in hillsmen's dress, baggy breeches, faded shirts, goatskin vests and turbans. True, they both carried Lee Enfield rifles, but the chances were...